Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's business's bad boy.
You're bad. I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right. We're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend, Dr. Bill Connolly, back on the show. Bill is one of our great economists in our brain trust, and he is the leader of Connolly Consulting, LLC, a contributor to Forbes. He and I have been contributing there for about the same amount of time for almost a decade, and the author of a number of books, including Bizonomics and The Flexible Stance. And he's our good friend, Bill. Welcome back.
Good talking to you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. So now, The Flexible Stance, is that the new book?
Yeah, that's the latest. It's you might think of it as the book you read if you don't trust economists like me to have the right forecast. It's how a business can be ready to expand if conditions continue to be good, while also protecting themselves from the downside, such as who knows when we're going to start the next recession.
Right.
So let's be ready for it, even if I'm not forecasting.
Well, let's talk about that. I've got some of your indicators in front of me here. What do you think is going to What do you think is in store for us in the next year or two?
Well, you know, my own forecast is fairly good. It'll feel a lot like the last couple of years, maybe a hair better. But, you know, when I look at the GDP numbers, that does not immediately translate into a small business owner's top-line revenue. Mm-hmm. But I think the economy will be a little bit better. I continue to think there's a risk of recession. Maybe smaller risk than we felt a year ago, but the risk is there. And whether it's a big business or a small business, I advise the person running it to think in terms of a contingency plan for a downturn. But what has happened is it's been, 9 years since the last recession. And as a result, the labor market's gotten really tight. Nobody has really done the trimming of deadwood. And it's hard to hire, it's hard to retain workers, and I think that's the biggest challenge. More than the overall economy, the biggest challenge facing people in 2018 is how do I retain workers? How do I recruit new workers?
When you talk to people in the middle, out on Main Street especially, small and medium sized businesses, the two things that come up not health care anymore, not taxes anymore, not regulations anymore. It's always finding qualified people these days. The number one concern that they have is finding qualified people. Now, they're not saying they don't have people who will show up for an interview or apply for a job, but they either can't pass a drug test, they don't have a driver's license, they show up and they don't know how to act in an interview. This is feedback I'm getting from real business people. Bill, and the second thing that we're hearing is if you say, what's your greatest impediment to growth? It's not the bank won't loan me any money. It's not that I don't have customers. It's that I don't have enough people. I could grow if I had more people, but I can't find those people. And we may have my other economists tell me, Bill, we may have 4 million jobs, good paying jobs in America going wanting for lack of a good candidate.
Yeah. I have a friend who's got a piece of equipment that costs about $300,000, and the equipment is sitting idle because he can't find anybody who knows how to run it and who can pass a drug test.
Yeah.
So this is, can you imagine spending $300,000 and the equipment that's idle?
That's crazy.
But the way you just described it is the way my small business clients describe it, is I can't find people. But that is actually the secondary problem. The primary problem is they're not retaining their best people.
Right.
And I tell everybody, work on employee retention first and break the cycle, because there's this tendency to have a person leave and then you panic, you make a bad hire, or you just work the other people. a little bit too hard to make up for the slack. The manager is not giving attention to the existing employees, trying to fill in the gap of the person who left, and then somebody else leaves. And
well, and you can't take them. One thing about it, and what you're saying is, you cannot take them for granted. If you've got good people that you want to lose, somebody bigger than you with more money because of the tax bill probably is going to try to poach them from you. You've got to start now, letting them know that they've got a home, don't you?
Absolutely, and it's the first level supervisor's job. The guy at the top of a big organization can kind of set the tone. But it's the first-level supervisor that makes the biggest difference. And
right.
I'm an economist, but I've been going through the research studies, and time again, it's that first-level supervisor that makes the world of difference in whether a worker stays or not.
I'm going to get Bill to share some more thoughts on how you and I can protect our organization from bad things happening coming up. And that's after the break. 22. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.